WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sandbagging, boarding up homes, stocking up on water and non-perishable food. That's what folks who've decided to stick it out in Tallahassee, Florida, ahead of Hurricane Helene are doing. For those like Frank Pinky, however, who've decided to evacuate.
I hope when we come back, our house is still the same as it was, as we left it. But not really nervous. Just being cautious of what's going on around us.
The storm is expected to make landfall this evening, possibly as a Category 4 hurricane. History made in New York.
A federal grand jury handing up an indictment against New York Mayor Eric Adams, the first sitting mayor in the city's history to be charged with a crime. The charges remain sealed, but Adams is already calling them entirely false and proclaiming his innocence.
ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky here in Manhattan. The United States and its allies calling for an immediate 21-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah as Israel threatens a ground invasion. This is ABC News. Fresh tensions in the Taiwan Strait. Japan now the latest country to send a warship through the waterway. The destroyer, the first modern Japanese ship to navigate the strait, heading for military exercises on the South China Sea. Another death connected to the listeria outbreak blamed on bad deli meat.
The CDC reports a 10th person has died in connection with the Boar's Head deli meat recall. The CDC now saying at least 59 people in 19 states have been sickened by the bacteria. The company has permanently discontinued liverwurst production and has closed the Virginia plant where it was made. Other varieties of sausage, ham products, and bologna were also recalled.
That's ABC's Andrea Fuji. Boar's Head is now facing several lawsuits. And some really, really old cheese found in China. Archaeologists found chunks of cheese laid out like a necklace with a mummy that was buried more than 1,000 years ago. The cheese, well preserved by the dry conditions. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get ready to rock the vote at the Oktoberfest Get Out the Vote Extravaganza Tour. Join the tour October 1st in Oshkosh at the Gibson Social Club. Music by Tom Castle and Traveling Suitcases.
A sinner tucked out in flowers and scars and hats and bows.
Other partners include Progress North, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, Citizens Action of Wisconsin, and Our Wisconsin Revolution. The goal of the tour is to inspire and motivate attendees to volunteer for Get Out the Vote efforts and support organizations that need additional help to maximize their capacity and impact. Everybody, come together.
Effigies carved in stone, cast in bronze.
Enjoy great music and fuel the movement for change. You must register ahead of time at ManaquaBrewingCompany.com under the Tickets tab. Come be part of the action. Get Out the Vote Extravaganza, presented by Manaqua Brewing.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An arrest this week in a long unsolved murder investigation in the La Crosse area. Jimmy Cuska reports.
Officials said 60-year-old Michael Pop of Toma is being held on a $1 million bail as the lone suspect in the 1985 death of Terry Dalloway. According to court documents, a DNA sample taken last year from Pop matches a sample that was collected during the 1985 autopsy. Dalloway was a 24-year-old UW La Crosse student who was found dead in Vernon County 4 days after going missing in 1985. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A recent school shooting in Georgia appears to be inspiring a rash of school threats. The Attorney General's office says more than 130 school threats have been reported in 28 Wisconsin school districts in just 2 weeks. The state runs a Speak Up, Speak Out tip line where anyone can report an anonymous tip about a concerning comment or post. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers get ready for the border battle. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay plays Minnesota this week, and the big question is, will Jordan Love play? Malik Willis, who started the last two games, says he'll be ready if needed.
The same as, you know, last week, the same as the week before that, the same as the first week in Brazil. I mean, you just try to prepare as best you can and be ready to go if called upon.
Coach Matt LaFleur says they are taking it one day at a time. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are officially the third seed in the National League. The Brewers 2-1 loss to Pittsburgh last night and wins wins by both Los Angeles and Philadelphia means the Brewers will play in next week's wild card round. Freddy Peralta became the fourth Brewers pitcher to record 200 strikeouts in multiple seasons. The Brewers finish up with the Pirates today before taking on the Mets in a potential playoff preview this weekend. And the Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement this morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Summertime in September is going to continue right on through the rest of the week and the upcoming weekend. Today, sunny, 79 tonight, mostly clear, 52, near 80 tomorrow. And this trend will continue through the weekend with sunshine, upper 70s on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Todd Albaugh.
Everybody join us next time as our West Coast trip continues live from Los Angeles, California, Hermosa Beach. Kelly Call, former CBS executive and producer of Just a Bit Outside, joins us live.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Mino and the Mayor here in a great looking Thursday. Beautiful day out there today. This forecast just looks spectacular. Did you see that forecast?
Oh, man, it's the whole week. It's 77, 78. And
Friday night's going to be perfect.
It is. The game's going to be great. Apple picking's going to be great. It's a good week.
Phenomenal. We're here with Sean. Sean, what is your official title? Your last name? Katzbeck?
Katzbeck. Yep.
Sean Katzbeck.
Yep, exactly.
Is that German?
Jawohl, Herr
Kommandant. There you go. There you go. You're pretty much the king of Marinette.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
You're the king of from it.
Blues, brews, and barbecue. You know, I got to be honest with you. You know, I went through Marinette a couple of weeks ago or whatever, going up to Gwynn, and I always think to myself, I've driven past this place literally hundreds of times. Why haven't I ever stopped in at, was it Louis? The hamburger place?
Oh, Mickey Lou's.
Mickey Lou's.
Yeah. That was voted by USA Today best burger joint in the state.
No kidding.
Yes.
Have you ever stopped there?
Wow. Yeah. And that takes Lower Michigan in too?
In the state. So no.
Lower Michigan sucks.
No, just in the state. Just in the state of Wisconsin.
Marinette's in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Every time John talks about going home, I'm always thinking you got it. When? Yeah.
Well, it's about a mile from Michigan. Actually.
Yeah. No, it's like a stone's throw. They're connected.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. I find that hard to believe because there's just some. It was cheeseburger day last week, and had people texting in, and wow, I got to get up there. I love a good burger.
I would guarantee if you ask your listeners, you're going to get a lot of people who say we have been to Mickey Lou's and we will be back.
But Mickey Lou's in Marinette,
Mickey Lou's barbecue.
It's right in the highway. I mean, right alongside, not even the highway.
It's the highway.
It's got the. You know what? I would love their old Coke signs.
Yeah,
buttons as they call them, the old round Coke signs.
Cool.
From like the 50s.
Oh yeah.
Well, the inside's exactly like that. It hasn't changed since they started it in 1944.
Lates. Yeah. So what they? They don't serve fries or something.
No,
right?
They don't serve fries. But everything is on a charcoal grill, and they have charcoal, and it's an open pit grill that you order, and they bring it to you. And the burgers are delicious. I mean, and I've tasted quite a few burgers. I think you could agree. and I would just tell you that they're amazing. Yeah.
Fries are very profitable.
I know.
Why is that?
They just are.
Onion rings?
Potato chips. And
that's
I think because of probably a VAT and
deep frying
and all of that.
Okay.
They don't want to get into all that permitting.
Yeah.
You get rid of the oil permitting, the oils and all that.
Because, well, like I said, it started in 1944 and they haven't changed a thing on the inside. I mean,
They're probably grandfathered in a lot of ordinances. So if they do a change and start adding a deep fryer, they're going to say, you got to do the whole thing. Everything. We need an ADA bathroom and all this other stuff. So, yeah.
Wow.
I'd still add fries.
I'll tell you what. And their shakes are and malts are.
See, exactly.
I love it.
Same type of thing.
All right.
I'm definitely going to stop there.
Okay. Please
tell you what. I don't know how long is a burger steak good?
Well, I don't know.
Throw it in cooler.
Yeah.
Throw it in cooler with you.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is next time I come through there, I'm going to buy you a cheeseburger.
I'd love it.
And bring it back.
Would
that last for a day, Todd?
Sure.
I mean, I'll bring you one in.
That's
but I don't
fine. I'll eat it.
Yeah.
I think so. I will do that.
Absolutely.
Don't leave it in the back seat of your car.
No, I won't. It won't be like the Mataki.
Yeah, he brought me some stuff. It was in the back of his car, and it needed to be refrigerated. I said, how long has it been there? A week.
You should have seen it. That was from the cholesterol fest from the year before.
First year.
And it was pork belly. Pork sides.
Well, you just kind of cut off the green stuff.
Oh, you can't believe. That was like a science experiment. I left it in my car for like a week. I was going to give it to him.
Growing intelligent life.
Yeah. Then I left that baked sauerkraut in my truck one time for like a week. And oh, my God. I swear that smell never quite left.
Yeah, well, it's not going to either.
No. That one like got into the interior.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, that never, ever quite left.
All right, so we're going to that burger place. Oh, you're going to bring burgers back.
Yes, I am.
If I go leafy,
Mickey Lou's. Anybody out there been to Mickey Lou's? Am I the only one that's ever been to Mickey Lou's?
And if you've been to Mickey Lou's, just I would like to know if you think that is the absolute best cheeseburger in the whole state of Wisconsin. 5.5, about 6 million people. I don't know how many restaurants. We must have thousands of restaurants.
Well,
that's surprising. I think that's great. What I think is weird about it, I've never heard about it.
Well, so. I think you know, once again, it's going to be perspective. But yeah, according to USA Today, it is. You know,
well, wasn't Al's on that though too? What was Al's pick? Didn't that get some award?
Well, I think Al's did with that
Al's
place.
Al's from the street here?
I'm not sure. In that place in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Wasn't it one of the number one things to do in Green Bay before you die?
Is that what it was?
Well, Al's is for sure in that.
Yeah.
And she's coming in today, so we'll hear
about
that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
This lady wrote this book, John. 100 Things to Do in Green Bay Before You Die.
Oh, wow.
And I was looking at some of the things, and I don't have them all done, but...
That's good to hear.
A lot of us has been to Al's, of course, Lambeau, tailgate, all that. There's a lot of Packer stuff in there at the beginning, but then it gets to some other things. So it'd be interesting to talk to her. And anyway, but we're talking about your neck of the woods. And festivals are just, they check so many boxes.
Yeah.
The community, I mean, you want to make a little bit of money. I don't know where the proceeds go to that, but it's local. And people love getting out and... seeing each other and enjoying music.
Yeah, and the other thing is that what we're trying to do this year is kind of reach more of a regional aspect. So we're trying to get outside of the area to bring people in so that, you know, we can maybe see a little increase in tourism. It's a shoulder season, and what a shoulder season is it's not the main season.
Right.
You know, so it's a little bit off that. And yet we're hoping that what we see is a good turnout from – you know, people, which we're seeing already, but, you know, Appleton. Yesterday I talked to a woman from Stevens Point.
Nice.
Variety of, so it's going really well.
And it's not that far.
No, it's 45 minutes up the road.
Right.
You know, as I said earlier this morning, the two musicians are just incredible. They're both accomplished. They both, you know, they play at Legends down in Buddy Guy's Legends. Stuff like that. These are actual real blues musicians that I just talked to Taranzo yesterday. He's going on a tour in Florida, you know, just different. So these guys are on the road playing.
Getting some good texts here. Mickey Lou's, lots of times I've been there. Super burgers. Got another one. Jim, stop there on your way to Marquette. By the way, I got to be honest with you.
I know.
I've seen some pictures. It's like in full bloom.
Ooh.
Up north.
Is it? The colors are?
Yeah. I'll show you some pictures. Another one here. Yes, Mickey Lou's. My wife would skip school in Oconto and go there to get a burger.
Wow.
That's cool. Yeah, I got to stop. There's
no
question. Although I will say, I'm going to give you a warning. I'm going to give you this warning.
Okay.
If you're going up there, that area between Peshtigo and Marinette.
Yes.
Slow it down. I've gotten ill twice there.
Have you?
And it goes from like 65 to 35.
Yes, it does.
See, they
without
do
even noticing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like there'll be a sign up, but you won't. It's the exact same type of whatever, and it goes from like 60. Well, 55, I guess is.
It's 55. 55. It goes down to 45, and then as you get into the town, 30, it goes 35.
Right. Yeah. Mishicot does that too. Yeah. It's like, come on.
But you really got to even see those signs because you're just cruising along for an hour, and then all of a sudden,
and then you don't realize. No,
you don't realize
it. You're texting. It's like, how am I going to see that sign?
Wow.
No, I don't text and drive. You know, I think what you're on to here is I think there are some people that maybe haven't been up there. And they're going to say, wow, for being that close, that's very cool. Like, people will go to Chilton. People will go to Shawano. You know.
And we're trying, you know, there's so many things to do inside Marinette and Marinette County that it's just a wide variety, whether you want to go kayaking, whether you want to check out the colors, whether you – Marinette County is called the waterfall capital of the state of Wisconsin, and that's because there's more waterfalls in this county than there is in any other county.
You ever been
state.
To Dave's Falls?
No.
That's
Dave's
really
Falls
cool.
Yeah.
Waterfalls are cool. If you go up there, if you go up to Marquette, you got to stop. There are these, but Dave's
stop,
Falls
Dave's,
is beautiful.
Yeah.
And, it's right off the highway.
Yeah, and it's going up 141 where you would go for Marquette. Yeah. So it's
but if
this cool.
weekend's peak, I can't go this weekend. So
I don't know. I'm not saying it's peak, but I saw some pictures. I'm going to try to look them up again.
Okay.
Actually, does anybody have any pictures from the UP right now with the colors? Because I saw one. It was actually outside of Munising, which is a beautiful. You ever go to Munising?
Yes.
Isn't that an awesome area?
Oh, it reminds me of when for a little bit I lived in Maine.
Yeah.
It reminds me exactly of Maine, where it's kind of it's hilly, but it's not mountainy. It's rocky, but once again, it's not. Yeah. And so the terrain is really cool.
And beautiful waterfalls there too.
Yep.
I was telling John, I
you got to travel the UP.
I do because I've been out to Maine.
Okay.
To look at leaves.
Sure. Yep.
And man, was that expensive. And you come back.
Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy.
Oh, it's the nuts.
That's Packer Weekend hotel prices.
Yeah.
For that. And for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's that, what is that called? Surge pricing. You know, I think they
up absolutely
the lobster and everything. But it was fun. It was just very, rental cars, everything was just very expensive. But it was fun. I don't want to discount that. And, but we have beautiful leaves right here.
Yeah, we and that's
and
the
waterfalls.
Thing.
And they have, waterfalls. They're covered bridges, you know.
Yep.
But
exactly. And the event itself really kind of combines, I think, three really cool elements, which is barbecue. That's a wide reaching, enjoyable. Every single one of the barbecue competitors are award winning.
Right,
these guys are also the real deal. Then we have craft beer that has won awards for their craft beer, and then these musicians,
which are award winners too.
Yeah, and
so that's pretty cool, Sean. That for a community it's not Chicago, but you're bringing in the highest end of all three.
Exactly,
that's cool.
You know, as I've brought up on the show before, the tickets $27.50, and that includes free samples from every single barbecue competitor. A beverage of your choice, so it could be a beer or it could be soda water, and then also there's two
great.
Elite, and these aren't, you know, like 30-minute shows. Each show is going to be a full set, so each show will be about an hour.
Yeah.
I think I told them 70 minutes.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's awesome. Tell us again where we get the tickets.
So there's a couple ways that you can get the tickets. You can either call our rec center, and that's where the actual event's going to be. And that number is 715-732-2006.
So that's the Marinette Rec Center.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
so that's
a community rec center that was
rec
built.
Center. I know, that's nice, right?
Yeah,
you guys did a good
goodness.
Job with that. 715-732-2006.
Yep, 2006.
2006, all right.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was looking through my phone. I'm trying to find those pictures of the UP.
We'll go back. We'll go back.
We'll get the website and everything.
But this is something people need to put on their calendar.
Yeah.
This is going to be a fun weekend.
It's going
to
be good
stuff. If anybody has any pictures of colors in the UP, please send them to us. Where do they send them, Todd?
Text it in on the Civic Media app.
There you go. We're going to send a quick break. Back right after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Do you have a home you'd like to rent out but don't know where to start? Consider Simple Life Rentals, a property management company partnered with booking sites like Airbnb and Expedia, amplifying your home's exposure to the marketplace. Simple Life Rentals screens guests and creates an owner portal with analytics, rental agreements, and legal guidelines. We give you complete visibility into how your manager's doing, ensuring your property is well-maintained and maximizing your return on investment. Get peace of mind. Simple Life Rentals.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every Brewers regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin in the left field loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder courtesy of Miller Lite.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Todd always finds the greatest music.
Sean, I bet you're loving his blues.
Oh, is this Toronto, Todd, or is it?
It's not.
Okay. Right. Because I downloaded his album, and I was like, holy cow, this.
Wow.
And like I said, it's number one right now. You go blues chart, you go electric blues, which is a subgenre.
Number one in the nation.
Number one in the nation.
Wow.
And then overall, it was number one. It's now dropped to 14. But that's still, like I said, it's above... You know, Buddy Guy, it's above Joe Bonamassa. It's above some real players.
We are talking with Sean Katzbeck, the mayor of...
No.
The promoter. The prince. Prince is a little...
This guy looks more like a king than a prince.
Listen, was that New York City?
Digging out as it is.
The prince of the city, he was like the cop that kind of ran things, stuff like that. Didn't they always say about New York, the prince of the city? It was like the top cop.
That doesn't sound tough
doesn't,
to me,
okay.
But I don't know.
Got a text here. I was in the UP last weekend. I would say this coming weekend will be good.
Yeah.
The following weekend will be peak.
All right. I like that. I cannot go this weekend. So, all right. I got to talk. I really want to get up there. I don't know that I can drive 3.5 hours to get to the chairlift, but that's what I really
want. You know what? Okay. We're going to plan this for you. You're going to get a Mickey Lou's burger.
Totally. Well, that's on the list.
I'm
I want to stop
you,
and see you,
good.
Too, on the way.
Please,
I'm going to stop at
I'll be at the Welcome Center.
Right.
Yep. You're going to go to... You're going to stay in Marquette. You're going to take the chairlift.
Marquette, though, that's 3.5 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I go.
Well, I thought you guys were going to Marquette for the chairlift.
I did, too.
Is there a chairlift closer?
No.
It's 3 hours, Jim.
Okay.
You'd make it three.
That's fine. Okay. An hour's nothing.
You're going to stay at the Northland Hotel in the lower harbor of Marquette, right over the water.
Make a reservation probably now.
Okay. Yep. Then you're going to Munising, but you're going to stop at this general store, this little gas station general store in Autrain. Okay. When we were there last year, a couple of years ago, my son said, "This looks like Malibu. It's the beaches. It looks, just, yeah."
Wow.
Here's your thing. You're going to walk in this gas station and you're going to smell something that's so delicious.
Is your brother's place?
No. You're going to have to, you're stop it, and you're going to get a pasty.
No, yeah, I'll do that.
It's a homemade pasty. You're going to love so much you can't believe it. Then you're going to go to Munising. You're going to go to the waterfalls. Check out all that area that you said looks like Maine.
Yeah.
And you can say, is Munising better than Maine?
Okay.
All right?
And I'll.
That's your
it'll
agenda.
Be a lot kinder on
that's
your pocket.
That's a great agenda.
A lot better on your pocket.
And I like agendas.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to know what we're doing. Yeah. I got to jump to a different subject, then we're going to come right back to you, Sean. But
okay.
I got a text back from my daughter, who's a doctor, and It's not typical for mums to cause short stature.
Well, it's not typical, but it happens.
Okay, just wait. See, this is where he changes the
no,
bet
I'm not changing.
All the time. I'm he not does this all. That's why I don't like betting with him. You not said if you get the mumps in puberty, it stunts your growth.
No, I got the mumps in puberty, and it stunts my growth.
I believe he said it could stunt your growth.
Yes.
We got to go to the tape. I want to take that bet. Because anything, of course it could. A lot of stuff could happen. And you could get killed walking across the street.
But it did happen. It happened to me.
See, this is, I don't, okay.
It happened to me.
I don't bet with him. That's why we go to the casino.
Well,
they print it right out. Over, under,
yeah,
this is what it is.
You didn't bet.
2.5
Remember
points.
You said I'm not betting. Okay. So
my
right.
first
deal.
Day of high school for gym class, they weigh and measure you. Everything.
That may have happened to you.
I was 5'9", 140 pounds, first day of my freshman year.
It didn't stunt your growth because you're 100 pounds heavier.
I was 5'9", 165 pounds my last day of high school. So I didn't grow an inch. And that the only thing I can attribute that to is the mumps. The mumps gets into your delicate areas, and it screws up your whole growth. Got a report here from the UP. Anticipate peak fall color the first week of October. That's coming up. So that's next weekend, isn't it? Not this weekend, the following.
That's what the previous
caller said,
October
1st is next Tuesday, so yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
What I really want to do is go during the week.
Oh, absolutely.
Because then I don't have to...
Exactly. Yep.
That's what I really want to do. But I got to figure that out with work and with this place and with my wife and everything else. Sure. And I'm not going to go by myself.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't.
So that wouldn't be any fun.
No, exactly. So.
Can I just throw something in here? Whatever he talks about, his mumps.
Yeah.
All I can think of is this.
I'm going to get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my hump. My hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump.
Okay, that's all.
My love, wow. Fergie Bone. Whatever happened to Fergie?
I don't know.
Boy, I loved her. Wasn't she awesome?
Yeah.
She was.
My mumps. My mumps.
My lovely lady mumps. Yeah. All right.
That's funny.
All right. So, Sean, tell us one more time about what else is going on in Marinette, buddy.
Hey, get the other one. I want the website, too. I got the phone number. I want to get the website.
Yeah, that's www.fishonmarinette.com.
Fish on?
Fish on.
Okay.
Right in the upper corner, there's a pig. Hit the pig.
Okay.
Just
how did your fishing tournament go this year?
This year we didn't have one.
Next
year,
didn't?
No.
Oh.
So we've had several.
Right.
And so what they took a year off. Next year we will have the National Walleye Tournament Championship, which will be in September.
Oh,
that
wow.
is fun.
That is the
that is
championship
huge.
One. Yeah,
that's big.
So what happens with that is as far as the amount of people, there's only about 40 to 50 teams because it gets narrowed down.
It's the elite.
It's kind of like football, you know? I mean, you get down to the Super Bowl, this would be that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's very
cool. Yeah, so that'll be good. This weekend,
And that's a nice time of year to have it. You know those spring ones, the weather can always be just...
Oh, it's sideways.
You know, terrible.
Yeah. And then tonight, or tomorrow night, we have the Glam Band. And that's a free event.
When, tonight?
Tomorrow night.
We have Dennis in our studio tomorrow.
Okay, so it's y'all. He'll be there tomorrow night, and they'll be playing on Stevenson Island, and it's kind of like our fall festival, and it's free.
You know, I had my granddaughter's up there about a month or so ago, and they loved that area. We walked that whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you guys swim?
Okay.
Had to do it, Jim. I had to do it.
Okay.
I did.
A good friend of mine used to own the Best Western.
It's six.
Okay.
Okay. Tara?
Yep.
She knows
Tara? Yeah, I know Tara.
She's a youper. Good
Tara
friend of mine.
Tara and Casey.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So taking my daughter, my granddaughter's up there. We're going to go to the Young Family Zoo.
Yeah.
Which is just 20 minutes north.
And it's cool.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
And so I specifically stayed at that Best Western.
Sure.
I didn't know she had sold it.
Yeah, they just sold it. This past year.
So I say, hey, they got a beautiful pool, the whole thing. So the girls get all their swimsuits and everything. We go down, and the lady says, the pool's closed. I said, what? She said, we don't have our new permit for it because it was sold and we need a permit. I said, you could have told me that when I, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, do we get a little bit of a break on the price?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No breakfast, that no lunch.
Just pissed me off.
And not here's passes
something
to the Y for free.
Yeah.
You know, because it's those temporary. But
agreed.
But
yeah.
I don't know that Johnny's going to go back right away. And
I will never
done
go
a much
back there.
Better
not
job,
the slightest
so
bit of whatever.
Look, that's just.
Yeah,
that's so important.
You want them
to come to your place, but you really want them to come back.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean.
Although I will say this, I did something that probably they wouldn't want me back.
Why does that surprise me?
Right. Okay. Good. We're out of time.
I didn't wear shoes into the restaurant.
That, John, you can't. That's against the law.
John.
That is against the law.
Sean, it's good having you here.
It's good. It's
man.
Good hearing.
Let's go to something that clear by the friend. Rules. Blues, brews, and barbecues.
Quick break. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Breakdowns during the harvest season are frustrating for Wisconsin farmers. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. You know what's more frustrating sometimes? Trying to find someone that can help you get it fixed.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
Danielle Waterworth is the North American Vice President of Dealer and Customer Support for Case IH and New Holland, and she says recognizing that they're short on people has forced them to turn to technology.
So we have what we call tech and field, where if a customer is down in the field and we have a dealer technician in front of them, we use tech and field. We call them back within 30 minutes, and we're trying to use some of our virtual tools of Connect Tech to be able to visually see what's going on in the field, record that, maybe do some telestrations through the phone for them of where they need to be looking at as they're working and helping that dealer technician get back up and running with the customer there.
Danielle Waterworth, she's the North American Vice President of Dealer and Customer Support for Case IH and New Holland. She said one thing that's helping them help farmers is that their parts inventory is now back to pre-pandemic levels.
How do you stay at the top of an industry for more than 117 years? By always improving what you offer while never changing who you are. For another year running, Dairyland Seed is raising the bar for performance with our best ever line of corn, soybean, and silage products designed specifically for success in the upper Midwest. And yet again, we're delivering those products with the same dedicated support and access to the right people with the right information as we always have. Seed performance that's never been seen before, delivered the way it always used to be. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Learn more at DairylandSeed.com.
And right now, the weather looks beautiful for this weekend's 31st annual Harvest Fair. It happens at State Fair Park in West Allis, starts Friday at 5 p.m., continues till Sunday at 6. Cost of admission, just $5 for those 12 and older. Aside from live entertainment, there's also going to be some interesting food that you can tap into, like Thanksgiving egg rolls. The Harvest Fair cream puffs will be there, and so will the Harvest Sunday. You'll also have a chance to interact with local farmers. The 31st annual Harvest Fair beginning tomorrow at State Fair Park in West Allis. There's what's happening in food news for a Thursday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Summertime in September is going to continue right on through the rest of the week and the upcoming weekend. Today, sunny, 79 tonight, mostly clear, 52, near 80 tomorrow. And this trend will continue through the weekend with sunshine, upper 70s on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. Broadcasting from the Civic Media studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. Mino and the Mayor in the Morning. That music means it's time for the Go for the Green or Gold text in to win keyword of the hour. And with the keyword now is John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yes, indeed. It's time for our Go for the Green or Gold text to win contest on WGBW and WISS. It's your chance to win cash or jewelry and to qualify for the grand prize, a pair of indoor club level tickets to see Green Bay take on New Orleans in Green Bay on December 23rd.
All right. Now, this hour's keyword is seat. S-E-A-T. That's seat. So download the Civic Media app, find our stations, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
You have until 8 o'clock to go ahead and text that in again. Download the Civic Media app. Choose your station, WGBW or WISS, and text the keyword seat, S-E-A-T, right now. It's your last chance to play this hour, but your next chance to play coming up in the 11 o'clock hour with Jane and Greg on Matt and Air on Air. Good luck from Mino and the Mayor.
This is super easy to do, and we really need it because we got a little bit behind some of our...
Oh, yeah. How did we come through yesterday?
We did well yesterday.
Okay, and that's a little reminder.
Yeah, we need everybody who's listening right now to go to the Civic Media app and text that word in. Not only is it a great chance to win cash or jewelry, but also tickets to the Green Bay game. And of course, you help us out.
And you know what? I will offer this.
It's good for our egos.
I'm going to offer this. If one of our people win the tickets, I would be willing to go to the game with them.
I kind of indoor clubs.
Yeah. And I've never tailgated, so I'd be willing to tailgate with them.
All right. I'll take care of that.
You ever tailgate?
Anyway, so the keyword, S-E-A-T. So text that in, and that will be great if we could pick up more texters and great prizes.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
So, hey, we're moving on to Appleton.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oktoberfest.
Hello.
Introduce yourself.
Yes.
I'm Becky Bartosik, President and CEO of the Fox Cities Chamber.
Chamber of the Year.
National Chamber of the
National
Year.
National Chamber of the Year.
You're the president.
Yes, I am.
National
wow,
Chamber of the Year.
Congratulations to you. That is a tough thing to win. And I love a lot of the things you're doing. Free membership for smaller businesses because they need to get engaged and they have no money when they start.
Exactly.
I can speak from experience. But then if they do get money, they'll be very good to you down the road.
Absolutely.
I can speak from experience from that too.
Because you'll have a shoebox full of money under your bed.
Well, that would be a nice change.
Yes.
There's a little change in there. So you have, and this is, the chamber does this? This,
yep.
Wow.
So, I don't
that's
mean
cool.
to be rude, but I'm going to grab my chai tea if that's okay.
Oh, by all means. So yeah, it was 43 years ago, the Appleton Downtown Merchants started Oktoberfest in partnership with the Chamber of Commerce. And over the years, it's just evolved. It's still a partnership with Appleton Downtown Incorporated. They're very, very involved, but it is the Fox Cities Chamber's program.
Your Appleton Downtown group, they've been in here before, and that's a small group, and boy, do they...
They
have a lot of output.
They give it. Boy, yeah, they have a lot of energy.
That's pre-skeleton crew and like six people. Or he was talking about we're putting on some event. I'm like, my gosh, we would.
They usually
have more. That's a good group. The affiliation with your organization and the downtown. Do you fund them? Tell me how that works. Because we have downtown organizations here. We have on Broadway. Green Bay has that. I mean, Oshkosh. A lot of people have that.
Would you like a group of really nice statues regarding the Packers history?
No,
we're good.
No,
yeah, we're good there.
We're good. Well, all right. Actually,
could put it in Houdini Plaza,
which is great.
Well, how this all started? Our chamber is 150 years old this year, and Appleton Downtown Incorporated and the Tourism Convention Bureau both started as part of the Fox Cities Chamber. Well, I should say Appleton's Chamber of Commerce. In 1976 became the Fox Cities Chamber. And as those organizations became so large, they spun off and became their own standalone organizations.
Right. You know, one of the things, though, too, is towns need something like that. You know what I mean? It's like you need people that will roll up their sleeves and invest in the community.
Absolutely. And I mean,
and you guys have that.
Oh, yeah. At the core of what Oktoberfest is and who Oktoberfest is, it is a volunteer-driven program.
Yeah.
We just get the honor of owning the name.
But the community needs that for people to get engaged, but the community needs that just for self-pride, self-awareness, self-esteem. Events are a great, great thing for communities because it's like, I love this place.
What people don't realize, every Every nickel at Oktoberfest is a gigantic give back to our community. As a matter of fact, 2 years ago, we were given an award for Oktoberfest being the biggest community impact event in the Midwest. And the fact that we were just recognized as the National Chamber of Commerce was tied to our ability to bring back Oktoberfest after COVID. But when you walk down College Avenue and see all of the things that are happening, when you go to buy food, there has to be a prominent sign in front of that food vendor saying which nonprofit they're sharing their profits with that day. And
that's cool.
Yeah. Very. And the proceeds from all of the beer sales, every nickel of profit goes back to support a nonprofit in our community.
And you know what? Just walking down College Avenue in the fall on a Saturday morning or whatever, like when I used to live there,
yeah,
it's awesome. I mean, there's so much on College Avenue. It's absolutely incredible.
It is. And the theater and...
Oh, yeah. And everything cool about bars and
cool restaurants.
Yep.
Hey, I wanted
to, you ever go to, oh my gosh, the place I used to go all the time when I lived there, the Christmas decoration place.
Oh, Cleo's.
Cleo's, yeah. You ever go to Cleo's? Yes. Talk about, because we've been talking about places that haven't changed. Like Sean was talking about the place that hasn't changed since 1944. I bet Cleo's, if you walked in 30 years, could be exactly the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
And kids go to Lawrence, which, you know, was... It's all part of it, and you've engaged them too as a community. Appleton's done a good job of tying into the college. The nonprofits, I think that's. I work for a nonprofit, not this place. We're profitable. Nonprofits are profitable too.
It's we're just bordered by nonprofit.
I tell my students, look, don't think nonprofits aren't making money. Right. I mean, we do make money, but it's what we do with it. Retained earnings, we call it. How do you select that? Because there are a lot of nonprofit organizations in Appleton, Oshkosh, Green Bay, Manitowoc. How do you, or does everybody participate? Is everybody a recipient?
Well, it's interesting because people, they sign up to be part of it. So when you walk down College Avenue for Oktoberfest, you know, there'll be a sign supporting Nina Wrestling. There'll be a sign supporting St. Joe's Food Pantry. They come to us and sign up. And then they find, you know, like a food truck to partner with to share those revenues. So really, it's really driven by the nonprofits coming to us. But in addition to that, from the chamber perspective, our free membership also applies to nonprofits that have 10 or less full-time employees. So we're really focused at the chamber on helping support nonprofits.
What area, like how big is your area? What would you consider your region?
2.5 counties.
So okay.
We're all of Outagamie, all of Calumet County, and northern Winnebago.
Because the reason I asked this is because we've had some... We
love your airport.
We love... Yeah, that's true, too. We love getting young entrepreneurs on here. Now, that's kind of like Jim's thing. But, boy, they love the support they've gotten from the area. Our one girl from Chicago Dogs? Yeah. Chicago Hoagies? Imanasha?
Yeah, and then we had somebody that could make smoothies and just these entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs, and I always ask how...
And Kim's store, her son runs a store on College Avenue.
Shirts,
The resale of old T-shirts and stuff.
Sure, sure.
I mean, these are young people that had never been in business before, and I think one of the reasons they're thriving is because of the support they got from the chamber and the communities and everything, that they're really big, it seems like, on helping.
It's a vote of confidence for them, and sometimes financial support as well, and... But I always ask people that because I'm more of a laissez-faire when it comes. I don't think government should be too involved in businesses, but boy, to give them some seed capital because it comes back tenfold, you know, if it works, and they can work. I mean,
well, it's interesting for us because when we look at like the Connect Free model where we're helping those small businesses, you know, that was a real leap of faith to do that 2.5 years ago, and now we have communities all over the country calling us, asking us to help them replicate it.
Really?
Yeah. So Buffalo, New York launched it. Probably 6 months ago, we helped them with that. I just had a phone call last week with Overland Park. They're looking at doing something similar. So, you know, we're
that's awesome.
Trying to spread it.
No better compliment than something like that. Right. Huh?
And
when they say, how did you do it? We want to do it.
Yeah.
And you have no problem sharing that because Overland Park is, people in Overland Park are going to stay probably in Overland Park. You're not trying to recruit them.
That's where the Bills are, isn't it?
No, that's Chiefs.
Yeah,
right?
That's the Chiefs.
You're right.
She said she was out in Buffalo thing. And that's nice because you're not threatened by them. You just want to grow, raise all ships or whatever.
Exactly. I mean, all of us should be willing to help a small business wherever they have a chance. You know, there's, you know, when 50% of small businesses can't make it through the first year, what a great reason.
He's got every stat you'll ever want to know. What is it, Jim? It's actually more than that.
But the second year's tough because the first year you can burn through capital and your parents' money and your money. The second year, it's like, and if you miss the sales projections, it's the beginning of the end. So anyway, you know that. Tell me about this festival. It kicks off, what did you say, tonight?
Friday night.
Oh, Friday.
So Thursday. It kicks off
tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Yep. Okay. So Appleton's Oktoberfest starts Friday night with License to Cruise, which is a huge car show.
Right.
There will be it'll start at 3 o'clock. It'll end about 9:30. And there will be about 400 cars on College Avenue.
Wow.
And then the Expo Center is full of collector's cars that are very limited edition or something very unique about them.
Wow.
And Friday night and Saturday night are free events.
You see the forecast?
It's going to be beautiful.
Perfect. It is.
We ordered up that weather just for this event.
Right. Perfect.
Car shows. We had somebody on here talking about car shows. That's a draw for our community. People love cars and different cars. But then you get back to the older cars. I mean, that's like, I just wish, everybody wishes they had one of them. But yeah, that's just cool stuff. All right. So those are free for families?
Yep. When you come in on Friday night, we actually started it early because of the demand. It used to start at 5 o'clock. We started it last year at 3 o'clock. And we found all of this new group of people were coming down because they could go check out the cars and then they could go watch high school football.
Oh,
yeah. So perfect. That's worked out well.
Oh, neat. You know what Green Bay needs that at Appleton has? One of the things, like I said, where I lived in Appleton or town of Menasha, and I'd walk right to College Avenue. I'd walk right over that park. And the glam band talks about that's like one of their favorite places to play because it sounds so good.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have any place in Green Bay, in Brown County, where we could have an outdoor musical venue like that?
Like the Hollywood Bowl?
Yes, because that's what it reminds me of. That's what that park in Appleton reminds me of. Yeah. It's like the Hollywood Bowl. It's down there in this bowl. So the sound is incredible coming out of there.
Yep. Yeah.
In Jones
that's
Park.
Not a feat of engineering. That's just
they took the natural terrain,
right? Acoustics and yes.
Oh no, we planned that. That was all us.
You dug that whole thing out. Huh?
Oh yeah,
perfect. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Well, how being with the chamber these days, and obviously you guys survived the COVID thing, which was whatever it was. Where are organizations like yours? Where are they like right now? The back running full speed ahead or? Was there some lingering damage from COVID?
Well, there was lingering damage just because, believe it or not, when chambers of commerce were needed so desperately during that time because we had to wade through all the misinformation and help businesses, payroll protection, chambers were excluded from it in the beginning.
Really?
So there were a lot of chambers that were working twice as much, twice as many hours, and had no protection.
Wow.
But... it really, if nothing else, it proved how important chambers are to our business community. And now they're just thriving.
And what they can do.
Yeah.
Exactly. Tell us about some of the other events you got coming up there, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the biggie is this weekend. And we have a lot of things that are new this weekend. I don't know if you all heard this, but we traditionally have only taken cash at Oktoberfest and License to Cruise. And we are taking credit cards and cash this time. So
I like that.
We've been burnt at places where they would take.
We've gone to places. It's one, and we go to another. It's the other, and John just selectively brings the opposite that they need. So I think he calls ahead.
No, that's both. We were at a charity event, and they're selling the beers with profits going towards the charity.
Yeah, it's a school
thing. What were they? $6, $7 for beer at a craft brewery. We didn't have enough money to buy a beer. So everybody's sitting there drinking their craft beer. We're drinking ice water.
Yeah, you got water.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We couldn't afford water's one beer. Free.
I know.
Oh, no.
But that was sad.
And again, it was the cash, credit card, that kind of thing. Maybe we had no money that day. But one of the two. And then we went to a restaurant, and the guy said, willing to take cash. It's like, wow, we went to another place.
Yeah.
But we had cash, right?
Yeah, that was exactly.
To that Mardi Gras thing.
So we've been burnt.
And the guy's like, we just take credit cards. And I love places that take both.
So you just never know.
We've got you covered. We will take your money in any shape that you would like to bring it.
Love it. So, okay, love it.
You're going through some other events, but I don't think we have
a website.
We're going
to take a quick break. Okay, we're coming back with more, but all the different things coming up.
Sure. And info on where we can get it, look at it online, that kind of stuff. So absolutely. Bring that back.
Outstanding. Right. We're here with Becky from the Appleton Oktoberfest. Actually, the Fox City's Chamber, Batonkin Appleton Oktoberfest. And, of course, Todd finds the perfect music every time. Quick break. Back at this. We'll be right back.
Minnesota on Thanksgiving Day. On Thanksgiving Day. On Thanksgiving Day.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri Marinette Marine, the Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, Brews, Barbecues, come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Please take away my right to make my own healthcare decisions, said no woman ever. The stakes are so high this November.
This November, you need to vote. Your voice matters. Your vote counts.
Yet millions of Americans miss out because they don't register to vote.
In our district alone, we have over 100,000 people who are not registered.
Women's rights, workers' rights, the education crisis, the climate crisis, all are on the ballot this election.
I'm John Zerbano, and I'm running for Congress to represent all the people of Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. But I need your help. I need you to go to myvote.wi.gov and register to vote.
That's myvote.wi.gov. Make a difference. Vote for John Zerbano for Congress.
I'm John Zerbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zerbano for Congress.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
All right, don't forget, you've got until 8 o'clock to text in that keyword this hour. I've seen some incorrect keywords coming in. And it may have been because of the way that Jim spelled it for you today. The keyword this hour until 8 o'clock is seat, like you sit on it. S-E-A-T. S-E-A-T is this hour's keyword. You've got until 8 o'clock to text that in. And now we get back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt. Jim, we had a bunch of people texting in the word feet, not seat. I think they misunderstood your spelling and stuff like that. So
S-E-A-T, they misunderstood that?
That's right. And not just one, several people.
All right.
So S-E-A-T is the word this hour. If you did text in something else, you want to retext in before 8 o'clock. And now, back to Mino and the Mayor.
Thank you very much. We're with Becky.
Next time we're going to use butt, B-U-T-T.
Then
there'll be no confusion. I feel bad.
Okay, Becky, I always mispronounce your last name.
Bartosik.
Yeah. You're a Uper originally.
I am.
You actually went to two of the coolest high schools in the UP, though. I don't know of a single person that went to both Iron Mountain and Escanaba.
Yep, went to Iron Mountain until my senior year and graduated from Escanaba.
That had to be hard, was it? Senior year transferring?
It was kind of like just going to college a year early.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What did your dad do up there? What did your family do?
My parents were innkeepers. So my mom and dad built the Best Western originally in Iron Mountain.
When you came to build a pool?
Yeah.
Would you? Okay, if they still ran it and you go there with your granddaughters and the pool is closed because they didn't get a permit, would you give them a little bit of a break at least on the how much it cost or a free lunch?
It depends on a lot of factors there.
How you are treated, because if they begin in a friendly way, you're probably going to be treating them with respect.
But again, John, I think they got mad at me because I walked down just to get a cup of coffee.
The hell's going on here?
I didn't know. I walked down to get a cup of coffee in the breakfast place.
Use your flag.
And I was wearing shoes.
Okay.
And they kicked me out.
Oh.
So then I think that didn't get off to a good start.
And they wanted a discount because the pool wasn't permitted properly, so... Just anyway, saying. That innkeeper business, hospitality, that's a tough business. I'll give your parents a lot of credit for say often that I think people should all be a waiter or waitress in their lifetime.
That's right in the highway, isn't it? The Best Western in Iron Mountain?
Yep, that was there. And then they sold that. And then they had bought what used to be the Ramada in Escanaba.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's why we ended up my senior year down there.
That was a hoity-toity place. That was a cool place to stay in Escanaba.
Well, we lived in both places.
At the hotel?
We lived in the hotel.
Wow, that would be cool.
Well, my kids think it must be like a Disney show, but yeah. The reality was, you know, I remember walking past the front desk with, you know, on a first date, and they'd pull up a plunger and go room 117.
Oh, you actually worked there too.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Now, growing up in the UP versus living in the Fox Cities.
Yep.
A little different, isn't it?
Oh, completely.
Completely different. The UP needs things like what you guys do in the Fox Cities. They need more of that. They need more community something to bring some of those small towns together. Because Jim, I'm putting together his whole itinerary. He's never been to the UP for the fall colors.
Oh, really?
No. So I got him stopping at Mickey Lou's and Marinette.
Oh, sure.
And then going to stay in Marquette at the Northland Hotel.
Yep.
And then going to Munising for the colors and the waterfalls. What
so
do you think?
Going right through Escanaba without stopping?
Well, you tell us. I warned him on one thing, though. One of the worst drives, I've driven with him. He's got the worst patience I've ever driven with of a human being.
Continue.
And he's going to get behind a logging truck coming out of Marinette, Menominee, all the way to Escanaba, or till Cedar River, wherever we have a little passing lane. He'll be behind that logging truck with no place to pass. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, but there's times that you can pass. You'll be okay.
All right.
you'll be okay. But if you do go through Escanaba, at the main intersection, the Stonehouse and Moe's are both amazing
restaurants. You're right. The Stonehouse is really cool, and it's right at the main light. You got to stop there pretty much. Be right on your right-hand side.
Your parents still own a place up there?
Nope. Now they're down here.
Okay.
Now they're down here.
All right. I would have.
So I'm trying to tell him, I'm trying to put his whole itinerary together to go see the fall colors in the UP.
Oh, yeah. And is he not going, not this weekend, but the following week? That's when I think it's going
to
be peak.
It is. Perfect. I would like to go on Wednesday or Thursday, though.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to go when there's a...
Jim, if you do that, and I would like you to do that, you have to be a correspondent for the UP and be on the show.
I would love to do that. But I don't want to go alone, and I don't know my wife can go, so I'm going to...
Take Milton.
We might.
Milton's his dog.
He's great.
You could be the Charles Carroll to the Mino and the Mayor show.
Absolutely. Get a little cabin in Montana.
Behave yourself.
I know. That's what I don't want to get that. No.
We say that because Charles Carroll was our hero, me and Todd.
Oh, good to know.
We both wanted to be like correspondents where you're out on the road all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Telling hometown stories.
You remember Charles Carroll?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he seem like a, like, kind of almost grandfathery, like really honest and just a good guy. Like, man, he'd be an awesome neighbor.
In the Upper Peninsula. But
I read his book and he talked about his favorite. My favorite place in the world is my small cabin in Montana next to a trout stream and the snow glistened mountains. Well, it turns out he had a little side action.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And that's why
when he died, his estate because she wanted that.
Oh, man.
She's like, I spent a lot of time with Chuck. So.
And that's why it's my favorite place.
That was my favorite place. So.
Wow. So Jim will be like, I've got a cabin in the UP. just outside of Bark River.
You've got so much going on. Tell us how we get the information online, phone, all
Oktoberfestonline.org, or just go to the Fox Cities Chamber webpage and we'll be able to redirect you as well. But, you know, we were talking about the UP.
Yeah.
On Friday night, the car show that we're doing this weekend is estimated to bring in about 100,000 people.
Wow.
And then Saturday, it's between 220,000 are estimated. And as we were just talking about, that's pretty much, that is the population of the entire UP.
It's going to be downtown.
Downtown College
that's
Avenue.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
That's going to be fun.
I love your town. I love that community when I live there. And all the respect in the world for what you folks do.
And congrats again on all your awards. That's awesome. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Move up to Negaunee and help those people, would you? What did you think of Negaunee people when you lived up there?
Oh, they're salt of the earth.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll take that. Thank you. All right. We're going to start a quick break. Back with Sarah Connery. 100 things to do in Green Bay before you die. Back after this.
The words are easy, so just sing along with me. Can be. Old Milwaukee is the place to see. Old Milwaukee, friendly as can be. It's old Milwaukee.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Dom Salvia.
Next time.
Marathon County DA opens a criminal investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Denny's moving of a voter drop box. Plus, Earl Ingram Jr. joins me in studio. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hey, Brewers fans. Scott Peck, broker with Addison Jones. Our agent's passion goes beyond helping you buy and sell your homes. We are also devoted to giving back to the community. From supporting local charities to sponsoring youth sports teams, Addison Jones is committed to having a positive impact on the areas we serve. So when you're ready to buy, sell, or build a home, choose Addison Jones. Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Addison Jones Real Estate. Your home, your community, our commitment.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.